What are some of the considerations for alignment?
Well, we had standards that we had to observe as to the width of the road, the grades that we could build to, and the curvature that we could put in, and the strength of the bridges that we had to build. Most of the bridges were what were called H15 loadings on the Denali Highway. On the main highways, that is the Richardson Highway, we had what was known as H20 loadings. And those are the same loadings that are used in the lower 48. And the curvature, of course, and the grades that we could use varied to somewhat with topography. In other words, if you're in a flat country, your curvature and your grades were more demanding. In other words, a flatter curve and less grade. You get in mountainous country, you were permitted to put in sharper curves and steeper grades. But we did have these standards we had to locate with and build with. But as an example of the location, in most instances, the location engineer would be out ahead of the construction crews, and he would have picked a location which he thought was good. Well, in those days, his transportation usually was a D4 Cat with a Go Devil behind him. And after he had chosen a route, the district engineer was contacted, and we would go out and look the route over and, you know, examine it and question him as to why it was there and what he was planning to do. And we would approve it before he ever went ahead, or before the foreman ever went ahead with any construction. But as far as when it was done, when the road was done, there was no detailed survey such as we have now. There was no a problem of acquiring right away. If we did encounter private property, which was quite rare, really, if the individual would not grant the Alaska Road Commission right away, we wouldn't build. And we'd tell him so. And so most all of the right of way was either on federal land or it was donated.
They were probably happy to get a road.
Yes, they were more than happy to get the road, so